Think we are officially back with the first, I guess technically second episode. We'll discuss the lost episode in a few minutes, but this is this year's first official Overheard at Kelly's podcast. Proud to be joined by, as always, Evan Jackson, but we do have a new addition this year. Someone we'll discuss in depth in a few minutes. His name is Chase Wheatley. You know him well. Chase, welcome.
Appreciate to be on. Thank you, guys.
The director of shot for our story league, he's bringing sweeping changes to the league that's going to impact the landscape of how we operate. And I guess this is a good segue. Evan, I don't know if you have any welcoming words for our new director of shot, Chase Wheatley.
Yeah, I feel like the league has had a shotness issue for a while. I'm glad that we're going to finally address this with a paid position, especially somebody that has some intimate knowledge with the league, a former member. I just think that, you know, it's been overdue, and I'm excited to see where this position takes us.
Well, thank you, guys. And as the director of shotness, part of the executive committee, I thank you for allowing me to join. It was a good few-year run, but for me, you know, I needed to pivot, change a little bit, and I feel like with this new role as the director of shotness, I think I can deliver some of the missing aspects that this league needed in order to actually adapt to, again, the changing society that we live in as millennials. So with that being said, I do have a document that I want to discuss, just high level, which I think will actually deliver some radical and important changes for this league. And I think it'll be graciously accepted by everyone and all active team members. And looking at the GroupMe, it seems like everyone's fully aware of this new position that I've taken over. But I'm just going to cover some of the basic aspects within the document or statement of work that I've drafted up together. And Ryan and Evan, both of you guys have that document. And so you can attest and keep me honest here as I go through it.
Yep. I already sent it to my lawyer and he signed off on it. So
I think we're all squared away. And for the league, shortly after this podcast is released, I will submit the document into the GroupMe for your personal review and approval as well. But this is a document that Chase will be discussing shortly.
Perfect. Thank you both. So with this contract, the importance of it is to actually allow chaos to be controlled, in essence. I know we've discussed collusion, unauthorized trades amongst team members, people calling late hours of the night. You know, we call it Zero Dark 30. And not to give anything away, but this is supposed to reprimand and crush team members that truly just go outside the jurisdiction of the KKC League. And with that,
Ryan, are you listening to this part?
I am. loud and clear.
All ears. Everyone that's listening to this will be shaking in their little space boots. So the contract itself, you know, I've run through a few of the items in the, you know, Phantom Time podcast that we'll discuss later. But in essence, the whole point of this is to upgrade the live features that we have at our disposal, talking about Twitter, talking about GroupMe, Instagram, so on and so forth. And ensuring that everyone's in full compliance with this and that you know, pretty much punishments are handed out at a weekly basis that will then aggregate together and be paid off in final at the end of the season. And what am I talking about exactly? Because you're probably sitting there not knowing, is the Shotness of the Week Award. Now, this is a award that I hand out with, you know, agreement from Evan and Ryan that the team member that is totally shot, whether it's in week one, week eight, week 12, you name it, for absolutely just being a belligerent, quote unquote, asshole, whether in the group me, with their team members, not respecting the league, but still within the regulations, that I hand out this award. Now, what's the punishment for this award? Well, look at the name, Shotness of the Week. You're going to have to take a shot of the liquor that we choose that week when we decide who gets that award. And I know week one and two have kind of spanned on and happened pretty quickly, but nonetheless, we'll get to those points. And I think we'll be able to rattle off weeks three, four, and five, and so on and so forth, with full agreement between all executive committee team members. Now I'll stop there. See if Evan, Ryan, you guys got any questions so far?
I have one question / idea. Mm-hmm. I know people have different liquors at their disposal, and we haven't quite reached an agreement with our diamond level liquor sponsor yet.
Mm-hmm.
With this and sort of displaying the Shotness of the Week award, I would think that the person who receives this could text you the video, which is then posted on your Instagram account for the league to see.
Wow. Fabulous change.
Taking their punishment, per se.
I think that's a fabulous addition to this contract. I think that'll be added in and updated as needed before it's sent out to the league, because I think that's, you know, keeps everybody accountable, and that's what we're here for.
That's what this league is about.
Exactly. So just going to run off a few other additional items, and then we'll get back to, you know, what we have in store in our other segments. So talking about Instagram, we're going to be updating the KKC League Instagram account weekly. And I think, you know, weeks one and two kind of flew by, and that we got to be, as committee members, stepping up our game and showcasing what's going on that maybe not a lot of people see. And with that, we'll go into actually looking at authorized trades. Again, you'll be reprimanded if we believe you're outside the lines, if there's collusion involved. And then going on from that, I think one of the big items that we want to focus in on is rivalry week. You know, this is still to be discussed when that week would come, but I think it'll heighten one of the key weeks out of the whole season that'll kind of put head-to-head players against each other. And again, staying within the regulations, because that's what I'm all about, but ensuring that there's a lot of chaos. I mean, and this gets to my last point, is that you can criticize and belittle one another in a joking manner, but if anything steps outside of the lines, like getting somebody belligerently drunk and blacked out to the point where you don't take care of them, that's not going to fly. If you physically hurt them, pushing them down the stairs, breaking a pipe and burning their eyes with whatever comes out of their face, yeah, that's not okay.
Problem. That's a huge problem. I've always said that this league has way too much physical violence.
There's a lot of physical violence. But nonetheless, we're going to dub it down, and I think we'll be able to, you know, manage it. So, Ryan, to your point, I think the diamond level liquor sponsor will need to be discussed further. And I do have to pose an idea that we decide what that liquor is for each individual person based on our prior experience of seeing them actually drink that type of liquor. You know, one person could hate tequila. One person could hate Burnett's. What's it going to be? Or Fireball. So I think that comes down to our decision. But nonetheless, the whole point of this contract is to ensure everybody, full compliance necessary, has fun, enjoys it, goes all out with utter chaos, but doesn't kill anybody.
And not to get too far off track, but I think everyone knows we don't want to go far into it. There were a couple league members that got into it in the group me last week. And it was tough to watch at times.
Right.
It was
and and this was something that came across my desk. My assistant, Sandy, handed it to me. And, you know, I still have to discuss her salary with you guys. But nonetheless, she gave me this concern that came in by, what is it, Pat McAfee's Pipe Breakers. I think that was the one. Took a look at it, then went through some of the records that I saw within GroupMe. And it was, you know, able to become resolved. I think there was some misunderstanding that was being, you know, expressed. And what I mean by expressed is coming out and just verbally sabotaging one another. So I submitted the solution. The Pat McAfee Pipe Breakers has that solution. I think that's in place. And so we're all good. But nonetheless, you know, it's not something I want to see it often, are these concerns coming in. But nonetheless, I will handle them and make sure they're taken care of within an appropriate amount of time.
I think that's great. I know that debate towed the line. It produced phenomenal content. And then Chase stepped in and did what he needed to do as a director of Shotness. And we move on like adults. So I thought it was just a testament to our league and where we're headed. So Chase, welcome. We're very pleased to have you. But we can go ahead and move on to our second segment here. And we have some take quicks. Evan, do you want to discuss what this segment's about?
Yeah, this was a segment that we workshopped in our first episode. And in these segments, we will be giving our hottest takes, our hottest takes that actually move the tectonic plates. These will be known as take quakes. And at the end of every person gives a take, and then we look at our Richter scale and we see where it registers. And then the person giving their take is given, you know, like 30, 45 seconds to explain themselves. And depending on their explanation, it could either go higher or lower. We'll just see where we go. I don't think there's any like awards for this or punishments, but you know, just something to pass the time.
Chase, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. So I figured I'd add on to these take quakes and come up with an additional feature called space quakes. These are meteors that actually move the tectonic plates in just dramatic fashion and cause utter chaos. And unfortunately, I didn't have one for week one. I was a little distracted, so I couldn't, you know, lock in on, you know, this is going to be my meteor that just shatters the earth. But space quake for week two. And this is going to come as a little bit of a surprise. So there's this player out there, based on what I've seen within the league, and calls himself Your Perspective.
Wow.
And I think that's you, Evan, right?
Yes.
So,
yes, that is me.
Right. So Your Perspective. Well, here is my perspective.
My full name is Does That Change Your Perspective? But due to technical limitations of ESPN's fantasy site, I had to separate that into two lines with misspelling and no spaces in some words. And then I think like my city is named Does That Change, and my team name is Your Perspective.
That's all right.
Just to clear that up. And that's probably what I'll be rolling with all season.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Doesn't make any sense, but that's just a classic Joker's trick. So,
well, you'll get my perspective, that's for sure. I'm calling it, you win this week, and then you lose the next two.
So I beat Danny, and then I lose the next two?
Yeah, I think you get a little too cocky after this week with a, you know, Hackberry going on, getting a little tipsy, celebrating, you know, being with friends, as well as rolling into a Sunday, feeling strong about your team. You take that win and you feel like you're riding that high. But I think some players let you down in the following weeks to come and you lose two straight.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I try not to set my lineups with emotion. that's why I managed to have two players, not just one, with zeros this week in my lineup. But yeah, I could see where that could happen.
Well, I think, Evan, when was your last haircut? Because I think your powers might circulate around the recency of the cut, because in Chicago,
the hair was
next level in Chicago, but it might start to get a little bit shaggy. And at that point, how does your team respond? So it's just, I think it's balancing that out.
Yeah, it's a real,
that's a good call.
You know, it's kind of like, be the change that you want to see in the world. Like, I get my hair cut and people look at me and they say, okay, like, he was probably south of, like, Georgia recently, probably in Miami. Clearly requested the haircut for the occasion. He knows what he's doing. And when my team sees that, they have faith that I'm going to be making the right decisions. When I come rolling in and I'm working with, like, a three-week-old fade and you can't even see my scalp, I don't think anybody has any confidence in me, but I'll give
we'll see.
Yeah, I'll give my take. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chase, I would say that your take probably, you know, on the Richter scale, maybe like a 3, like a 3.2. Like, I felt it. I think that's mm-hmm. what the earthquake was that hit New Jersey a few years ago. was. And like my dishes definitely like rattled, and like my mom was like oh, I checked to make sure the china cabinet's okay, but like nothing actually broke.
That's
so
fair.
That's where I would put you at. Okay, so I'm about to give my take. Okay, my take is that winning fantasy football on the West Coast is easier than on the East Coast, and let me explain. So, as I'm sure many of you know, there's a time difference between California and New Jersey, around 3 hours. And what you do in those 3 hours sets you up for the entire week. So I wake up at, I don't know, like 10 o'clock on Sunday, and I only have 3 hours to set my lineup. And the entire time, I'm tinkering. I take a player out. I put him back in. I drop a player. I add a player. I have no idea what's going on. Next thing I know, 1 o'clock games kick off. My lineup's a mess. Mike, EY, and formerly Danny are just able to wake up, and the game is already on. They go to sleep like a baby, wake up, and they made their decisions when it was freshest in their mind at the end of the day. Totally clear heart, clear mind. And they don't have to second guess themselves all morning.
Wow.
And then you factor in the ease of life. They don't have to worry about rain. I wake up, it's raining. My roster is ruined. It was raining on the day of the draft, and we saw what happened there. So, I just think at the end of the day, the West Coast is an easier environment to win in, and I mm-hmm. think that's what we're seeing this season.
That makes you think.
Yeah. Ryan, I'll go real quick. That was a 6-8 on my book. Definitely felt that. And
do we have any earthquake comps for that? What was the last 6.8 on the Richter scale? Do you know? Probably knocked down a building or two.
You definitely cracked some roads, and my car definitely got stuck in a ditch. Good thing I drive a Jeep 4x4.
There was a 6.8. That shook Chile August 1st of this year.
Yep, that sounds about right. I've heard Chile is real tough when it comes to earthquakes.
Yeah, so
probably right on a fault line.
Yeah,
for me, that one registered, I would say, honestly, probably a 7.1, because not only does that look at last year and also this year, as Evan said, but I think that's a sneaky shot at Danny, who's currently sitting at 0-2. So take it for what you will.
Did Danny move back to the East Coast? I had no idea.
I don't remember
seeing anything about that on social media, that Danny moved back to the East Coast. That's
yeah.
I'm surprised that he wouldn't tell people about that.
Yeah, I'm seeing blurs of a hashtag, but the exact phrase isn't quite coming to me. But maybe later.
The
homecoming.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was like something. Yeah, something like that, I think.
All right, Ryan, let's hear it.
Okay, my take is admittedly mild, but it's something that I took notice of this year, or actually this past week. And fantasy football, specifically in our league, does not begin until Mike picks up Rex Burkhead off waivers. Now, I know not inflammatory. It's not taking down any buildings, but that's just something that struck me, and it just felt right when I saw Rex on Mike's lineup, because it is just a tale as old as time, as they say. It's great, the match song made in heaven, mm-hmm. And they're meant for each other, and the season just doesn't start until that reunion comes together, and it's only a matter of time. But I was happy to see it take place in week two. So Mike, thanks for doing your thing, and very happy that we can now say that the season has officially started.
Wow.
I would say that while a very astute observation in terms of the Richter scale, I'd say that's like a heavy truck like going past your house on a bumpy road.
And yeah, you can feel it.
You feel it and you're like, whoa, what was that? And then like you see the lights on. Oh, it was just like a truck.
Yeah.
Like that's where that registered for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably not even on the scale, but it's something I had to share.
Nonetheless, I like the logic.
I'm glad you shared it though, and it's so right. Like every year, there's probably been that transaction that took
every
place,
year. And then it's unbelievable.
And then it's go time.
All right, great. Going off of that, who shot in the league and who's not? Who are we going with? Who comes to mind first?
So
is shot a compliment in this scenario, or is it not?
It's a backhanded. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder here. It's, I guess, how do you view shot? You view it as a positive. I think it could also be both, but
yeah.
I know who I'm thinking of, but I'll let Chase, you wanna, who's coming up?
Yeah.
Kick it off.
You know, top of mind, just week, if we're gonna break it down week by week, unless we wanna just do starting now. Thoughts on that?
Probably just starting now.
I say one person so far. Who's coming? Who came to your mind first?
Humble but sweaty. What is it? Humble and sweaty?
That's Jack.
No, he's humble despite being sweaty.
Ah, because I got two reasons. Three. I lied. One being he loves football. He's very committed. And, that's a good feature to have, but there's two things that are holding him back. One, he was drinking on, I think it was a New Jersey Transit or an Amtrak with no brown bag, public display, actually just drinking. Wow. I was like, all right, saw that. And then also the fact that this was the big killer in my heart, which just made me want to claim him to be shot, is the fact that he was in New York and hung out with Billy when he was 5 minutes away from me.
Wow.
I called him out on it and seemed to be no remorse. So he's top of my list.
Well, you guys can hash it out the Hackberry, which is another topic of discussion. But
yeah, we have an airing of grievances.
So there's my take.
Evan, do you know, or do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, you could go.
I'm going to go with one of the jokers in the league. His name is Matt Walsh. Matt is an interesting character, a dear friend. But, and I'm not afraid to say this to his face, not potentially, 100% the worst texter on planet Earth. There is just, I want to just take his phone and see what his inbox or his messages look like, because there have to be messages sitting in there for months.
I agree.
I think
Walsh might just check his messages once per day, just respond to any of them, and then just delete his messaging app until the next day. And then if you send them a text in the window, like between him checking, like you're just not going to get a response until the next like message refresh.
And if Walsh needs to reach you, he'll FaceTime you.
Yeah.
he's not going to text you. He's going to FaceTime.
Although I will say, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
But Walsh, if you're listening, that's out of 100% love. But that's my take, and that's why you're on the shot list this week. Evan?
I feel like it would be tough for me to say who's shot or can I say somebody that's not shot?
Wow. Let it rip.
I think
go for it.
I think this year the not or so far somebody that's really shown me as being not shot would be Mike. He's 2-0. I think does he have the highest total in the league? Yeah. He's in first place, and you know, usually Mike he's in the past, you know, he's made some trades that kind of raised a few eyebrows. And this year he seems to have learned his lessons from the past. Mm-hmm. And he's actually been a very, very tough negotiator from sources within the league, I've heard. And wow. And I think you know it's nice to see that progression. So
wow, great. Yeah. To see a player mature like that. It's special stuff.
And he's a player that's already won a championship, so you really got to say, sky's the limit.
He's hitting his stride. And not only is Mike leading the league in points, but he's also leading the league in GroupMe posts. Straight up don't even have to watch the games, and I love Mike for that because he keeps us all updated. I legit will look at the GroupMe. Like when I was playing golf this past Sunday, I would just check out the GroupMe, and I was 100% up to date. And Mike, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, like I'm constantly checking Melvin Gordon's Twitter, and I constantly refreshing the news. But it's not even worth it because I know I'm gonna get a notification from GroupMe if he signs. Because Mike also just be like, "Fuck Eckler," and I'm like, "Holy shit, yeah. Did Gordon sign?" And then he'd be like, "No, I'm just getting ready."
He's a human red zone.
Yeah, he's
actually, he truly is.
I think if you look back at the tape, I think he's beaten Schefter and Rappaport to some of these scoops. So kudos to him.
Kudos.
Well, I know we're looking to keep this pretty quick. We have a few things left, but. I'm not sure where we want to jump to, but I know we do have some Hackberry week predictions to discuss. Chase, what's on the docket this weekend?
Well, docket, I'm bringing my queen down, and a lot of people don't know that. We're going to be staying down Friday night, so as you know, what is it, Chet, like 4.0 now? I lose count after all the modifications I've been through and upgrades.
Is this currently 4.0?
Yeah, I'm just taking a spitball number just based on the last, what, senior year. I was like Chet 2.0, and it's been 2 years out. So Chet 4.0 seems appropriate. But got a hotel, staying overnight Friday.
Classy.
So you can understand that there's going to be a lot of chaos, whether it's at Queens. I mean, I think I just burn down Easton every bar I go to. Not literally, but aside from that, I think if we're talking actual Hackberry, I think that some teams get a little too drunk. And there's going to be a sneaky winner out there because I think it's the same format from last year, Ryan?
I believe so, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to call – Goddard takes low gross, Haluta second low gross. And for the net, yeah, individual net, maybe Billy. I think Billy's been practicing a lot. I mean, every time I look at his Instagram feed, he's playing golf with his buddies or doing something outside. So he's definitely physically active. But team-wise, it's going to be a fight for the top. I think my team with Haluda, Jack, and I think Wawa's on our team, we got a strong fight for top spot. We'll either finish number one, given that's what we're going for, or get beaten out by somebody who cucks us and we come in second.
Wow. I love it. I think the tournament is going to be compelling. Outside of the tournament, I do have a prediction. Ooh. I think for Rob's tailgate, someone is going to come in rolling hot off of Dage, or maybe even just straight from Kelly's, but someone's going to come in rolling hot looking for Rob on the meets, maybe bump into Rob. Something's going to happen, and I can't wait to see it go down.
Is Bodine going to be there?
No, Louis in Cabo.
Oh, I didn't know if he'd make it back in time, but clearly he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
So, but that's a good call.
My prediction is for our evening activities. And this is a bold one. And this is one I truly hope comes true. And my prediction is that Jack and Henna will not leave any bar early all weekend.
Wow. I love that.
Define early.
Like 15 minutes after we get there.
So they'll stay. So they'll be locked in 45 minutes to an hour apiece at each bar.
We'll get there and we'll leave as a group.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
And that's my prediction from the bottom of my heart. I truly hope to see it come true.
I like that.
If we all actually make it to Iron Bar on Saturday night as a group, it'll be the most impressive thing we've ever done.
Yeah, especially because there's like 40 minutes in between Rutgers and Iron Bar. We might lose half the group in that span.
Yeah, you never know what could happen.
Yeah. But all right. Well, were there any other segments that we were gonna go over? Or are we we're right on time right now, so.
Yeah, I think the only thing for everybody to look out for, other than the release of this podcast, is keep an eye open for the feed on Instagram. There'll be content rolling out this week due to not only the Hackberry Rutgers games that are going on, but all the peeps that are around. There's going to be a lot of anxiety around if people are causing chaos, collusion, you name it. We'll see it and we'll document it. So it'll be fun.
Collusion will be rampant this weekend.
It will be.
Right.
I'm just expecting that right now. So
yeah, you just gotta accept it.
If I get a trade proposal was accepted in your league email, I'm tossing my phone into the Raritan.
The trade talks going on at Queens are gonna be just obscenely gross.
I can't wait to see Queens.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they've done to the place.
It went from Queens to, like, Queens 3.0. It went from Queens to Liv.
Yeah, yeah. Unreal. But I think, League, bear with us. This is episode one. I think we improved over each episode last year. Hopefully things get better as the weeks progress. But hopefully this is a good start to the season. And looking forward to a great year.
Spiral. Every time your girl hear my song, yeah, turn her right into my hole. She shake her ass through the eye roll. Got a skinny thong like a tightrope. I be blowing up like some pyro. Coupe 150, call it gyro. If she left with me, she the right hoe. Man, she riding me like a BMX. Man, she said the D is for dyno. I got two horns like a rhino.